Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Hey, Steen, what's your occupation?
Stop stuttering.
Steen, what's your occupation, Steen?
Redo it.
What kind of work do you do?
Financial aid.
How much you make?
All right, here we go, man. That's too much.
Like, huh?
Go ahead, man. We're talking about the Super Bowl.
You blow my pay grade, nigga. Stop talking to me, you fat bastard.
Hold on.
Chiefs versus Niners. How is the Super Bowl going to play out, man? Are they going to – conspiracy theory says Taylor Swift won the Grammy, so the Chiefs going to win.
Patrick Mahomes, boy.
Fuck the Chiefs.
I hate this Taylor Swift bullshit. They got Patrick fucking Mahomes.
They only showed it for 30 seconds in the three-hour game. Mahomes.
I've already embarrassed him, so I have no
Mahomes. I hate saying it.
I go with the best quarterback. I'm going Mahomes.
But usually how Super Bowls play out, too. Whoever played.
A guy like him normally get the ball last, so Mahomes.
Well, and the thing about this is team, they got the best quarterback and they're balanced this year. Their defense is better than they've ever been.
Yeah.
Their defense is better than they've ever been. What's up, Sid?
Nice.
Sid, how many times are you going to change your fucking hat? What's up?
Bang, bang, Niner game.
Oh, Lord.
I mean, that's cool. I don't have any horse in this race. I don't care who
KC
wins.
KC by 10.
Brie got a lot of time to prepare.
You're going against two offensive wizards go at it again.
So why do you think the 49ers is going to win, Sid?
Oh, yeah, go ahead, Sid.
Because my feelings matter.
It could be a high scoring game. A lot of people winning their parlays this Sunday. They play them right.
So it's a high scoring game, Stephon?
Kansas City.
Yeah, high scoring game.
Oh, that's a great question.
Well, no.
What was the question?
Can Kansas City slow down the running game of the 49ers?
No. You can say the same thing about KC. Pacheco will be running that ball.
So then my question to you, right, is I don't know, but I don't know if the 49ers can stop. I think the only people that can be stopped are the Chiefs stop themselves, right? The receivers stop themselves by dropping the ball or fucking up, right? Because I don't think that secondary of the 49ers is great. I think they can be beat. Now, can the receivers and Travis Kelce going to fumble the ball like he did in – was that the 49ers game when they played? What game was that where he fumbled the ball in the red zone?
He didn't play this year.
There was a game where he fumbled the ball in the red zone. It was a big game. Was it the Ravens? There was a big game where he fumbled the Bengals, maybe? I don't remember. But he fumbled
No. That was the Eagles game.
It was the Eagles game. He fumbled the ball in the red zone. And that was their downfall, is their skill players let them down. If the Chiefs lose, it's because their skill players let them down.
But my thing is, Kansas City is like the hottest team right now. They peaked at the right time.
You know, I agree.
Like, I mean, granted, we're gonna look back and we can see their losses and the receivers not doing this and that. But I mean, the latter part of the season in the playoffs, like everybody been showing up. And Patrick Mahomes' presence, you know, when you looking at him on the other side, man, like that kind of get in a lot of guys' head too.
You see this guy, Farron?
Damn.
I'm confused by
are you designing hats or is this
hold on Godfriend gets confused because y'all saying his Niners is some slow.
Like, no, but I'm trying to figure out, like, I get saying the secondary is trash when really the weakest link of the 49ers secondary is Thomas Ambry and Isaiah Oliver. We actually have two good cornerbacks on the outside with Demo and Tavarius Ward. Really, our only issue, maybe like the last month and a half, has been the interior defensive line on the defense. Really, our defensive line as a whole, because we haven't gotten any pressure on the quarterback. I think a lot of people tend to miss that. The intriguing matchup with the Chiefs offense and the 49ers defense is going to be Travis Kelce versus Fred Warner. That's the matchup that I'm actually intrigued to see.
They're not paying Fred Warner on Travis Kelce. They're paying the safety on Travis Kelce. That was just stupid.
If you can't get pressure on Patrick Mahomes, he's going to make a play, dog. Those receivers are going to get open.
Hold on, Steve. That's not stupid because Fred Warner is one of the top rated coverage linebackers in the league. So, like, what are we talking about?
Right, but they're not going to pick. Fred Warner will be now down in the box with the running game because Pacheco going to run that ball down your throat.
You're correct, Ma. The best matchup is going to be Andy Reid versus Shanahan.
Yeah,
well, that's going to be the best
matchup.
That's the offense.
It's not even Andy Reid versus it's actually Kyle Shanahan versus Steve Spagnuolo and Andy Reid versus Steve Wilks. Because I'm looking at offense versus defense. I get what you're saying, Bean, but that's how I'm looking at it. But I would like to see Travis Kelce versus Fred Warner. I don't understand why you would think that would be a bad move. Because, like I said, Fred Warner is one of the better coverage linebackers in the league, which means you don't have to sacrifice another coverage guy, your safety, to have to cover Travis Kelce.
Hey, God, fair. Who covered Travis Kelce when they played in the Super Bowl last?
Hey, Steph, I guess you didn't watch our Super Bowl, did you?
So, but the thing, the other thing is,
they had a safety on Travis Kelce when they played in the Super Bowl last time.
Detroit showed that y'all could be had in a run game. And Pacheco runs like somebody slapped his mom's every play he runs. Like, he ran like the ground. He's mad at the ground every time he runs the ball. And if that Detroit game showed anything, y'all are sweet right there too.
I literally just said our run defense is not that great.
Correct. Yeah, you're playing Patrick Mahomes.
That's why the Fred Warner, like when they were saying it might not be smart because they're gonna move Kelce around. They flex him.
That's
what Steph said.
All right, you're right.
And that's fine. Like, I still feel like we have good enough linebackers.
Hold on, bro. Because y'all think you're really getting defensive versus just looking at it analytically. If y'all have struggled stopping the run in the playoffs, giving up like 150 or 160,
they've been getting gashed.
And now you can take your best linebacker and get caught up in stopping Kelce, where they've been flexing him and moving him around. So now you're going to take him out of the box. And now you're saying, well, I feel comfortable with our best linebacker not being in the box. versus a team that's willing to run the ball and what we'd be struck like we're struggling. And like, that's like the chess match that you got to like kind of identify. Like, I need to stop this first before, because
how does San Fran account for Patrick Mahomes when he starts?
Well, that's the thing, Beam, is what God-fearing said is they can't get pressure on the quarterback. So you're mixing two bad things, right? They can't stop the run, and you can't get pressure on the quarterback. And that's why I said if they can't get pressure on Patrick Mahomes, he's going to make a play. Those skill players just have to make that, like, catch the ball. And that's why I think it comes down to those skill players, because if you're not getting pressure and you give Patrick Mahomes time, he's going to make the play. The guy's got to finish the play. You know what I mean? So that's why I said what I said with that. If they can't get pressure and they can't stop the run, like if you can't get pressure, it's Patrick Mahomes. They've got to finish that play.
The pressure thing will go both ways because if Kansas City can't get pressure on Purdy, you know what I mean? Like,
I have more faith in Patrick Mahomes starting the play, like making the play that needs to be made, than Brock Purdy. But you're right. It does go both ways. Brock Purdy, he's got the skill position players that are going to finish the play, opposed to where I think
Who pays under pressure better, Brock Purdy or Mahomes?
Mahomes.
Exactly. Brock Purdy is going to they're going to put pressure. Speck Gold is going to blitz Brock Purdy to get him rattled because they know under pressure, Brock Purdy, he crumbles. He crumbles so bad. He's been doing it all year.
I don't all year. I love that narrative, Steph, because Patrick Mahomes does crumble in big moments too. We see him go quite a bit.
He was getting pressure on the Ravens game and he ran the ball.
Hold on. Here's my pushback with Spags if he pressures Purdy. The Ravens ain't have Christian McCaffrey back then.
They didn't have
The Ravens didn't have Kittle. The Ravens didn't have Ayuka. The Ravens didn't have Debo. That's a whole different type of sending pressure. Now you leave it. Now don't get me wrong, Kansas City, one of the best pass defense. Hold on, y'all. Hold the fuck on. Let me finish. Fuck.
Raise my
hand. Shit. Motherfuckers always hold on. Motherfucker, I got the mic. Shit. I'm trying to be respectful, y'all. Y'all keep cutting me off. So what I'm trying to say is if you send in pressure and you think Brock can't handle the pressure, they're gonna run mesh concept. It's gonna be easy for him. Fuck you. You know what, Stefan? Your ass. Fuck out of here. Go ahead, Godfrey. He get on my fucking nerves, man. He triggered me today again.
Because he's saying that Brock Purdy's not good under pressure, and that's the complete lie. Brock Purdy has the highest completion percentage against the blitz. So it's like you send the blitz, Brock Purdy's gonna kill that blitz because when they send the blitz, he has, I think it's like 60-something% against the blitz passes completed.
Man, these motherfuckers are Raiders.
Just because he could dump it to Debo. And
he's the most unstoppable quarterback in the
league. It's not even just dump off. Like, that's the other thing. It's not dump off that he throws against the blitz. Like, he can get that ball downfield with pressure in his face.
Yeah, he's done it before. Not get behind versus Kansas City.
If the defense can turn one of these teams over, it might only take one in this game.
It's gonna be a good game.
I think it's gonna be like third in the 30.
And they keep Pat Mahomes on the sideline.
Yeah.
You know what, man? I really think San Francisco has an equalizer with McCaffrey, ability to run the football, just different formations, being able to place in baseball, like small ball, like methodically move the ball down the field. Like, San Francisco is a team that could take the check downs or they could attack you in the middle hashes. Like, the one thing that hurt the Ravens, they wasn't settling for just dumping it down. San Francisco will keep dumping that shit. Like, oh, you want to leave him open? Here you go. Go tackle. You know what I'm saying? Now, it comes to if Purdy feels like he sees something and, you know, like the Ravens game when they play, like, they was moving the ball down the field. He felt like he see something and he tried to take a shot. Like if he makes a bad mistake, you got to make him pay. Like if you give him another chance, he going to make you pay. So Kansas City is they can get pressure through the A gaps. They got one of the best interior rushers in the league. Yep. That's the biggest X factor that they have. Now, San Francisco, on the flip side, can your ass finally get pressure with Bosa and the boy from Washington?
He can't get pressure.
And don't forget about Hargrove.
I'm about to send you a screenshot. Could you post it up here, please?
Chase Young sucks. He's not getting pressure.
What's crazy is that we'll get back there. We'll get back there, but we'll be like a second late and getting to the quarterback. So if we can get back there, it's just finishing off the play to get to get said sack, or you know, force the quarterback to step up and make a off play throw.
Oh yeah, so, I got this. Yeah, I'm sure.
Tooney's not playing, right? Or he's trending not to play.
Tony?
The guard, or Tony Tooney. No, the guard. What's his name?
Oh, the Tooney.
I don't know. Something like that. For the Chiefs. The guard.
It's Tony, playing.
I think
he is. Andy Reid's so good at making adjustments, man.
Well, they had the backup play last week. Too,
I mean, so it's not like the backup.
I'm not taking that away from Shanahan and nothing like that. You know what I mean? Like both of them, that's gonna be the best part in the second half.
Mm-hmm.
What adjustments have been made? You know what I mean? That's why I say it's gonna come down between that chess match. You know what I mean? The game's on the sideline just as good as it's gonna be just as good as the game on the field.
I hope Brock Purdy beats the shit out of him. I really do.
Why do you hate
him? He's gonna be the greatest.
Man, I think he just hates great players. Man. I really do.
So say it. Now, you say you hope Brock Purdy win. Are you going to be ready for the 49ers and all the talking heads when they put Brock Purdy on this pedestal if they win?
Man, they both of each have like three or four touchdowns.
I know how you feel about Tom Brady now.
Pat Mahomes is already up there.
Just saying, like, they talk it. They talk.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Well, Brock Purdy, like, he the second coming also, man. So, like... Say it. Are you ready for that too?
Beam, all I'm going to say is when a quarterback outdoes Joe Montana's run, then we can talk.
I understand that. But what I'm saying is right
you
now, I know how you feel when they be anointing guys too quick.
Tom Brady did, though. What are you talking about?
So is Patrick Mahomes the check down king of the NFL?
Yeah, I mean,
I know. I think I got that from you, didn't I? I'm high as shit, man.
You good.
I always tell folks stats can be lie because it can be manipulated.
So this tight end running back targets, right?
Yeah.
That one I don't like that stat don't mean shit to me because Travis Kelce is down the field. It could be in the flat. Like that one to me.
Yeah, that one is kind of a miss.
But the other ones, like, I don't.
Are you really? Somebody really said, is Patrick Mahomes a more game manager than Brock? Are you serious?
So this year,
I mean, well, for me, the man living the Super Bowl. So it sounds like a whole lot more people need to start checking it down.
The issue is these stats are this year. I'd like to see like before, because this year he has had to check it down quite a bit because his weapons just they're not great. They're not.
Or how about they play two safety high, and they won't. They making him.
How can you not say they're great when they're getting yak like this?
Because that yo MBS is that? Because NBA outside of Kelsey and Kelsey, his numbers are good. Kelsey didn't have a Kelsey year this year, dog. That's the crazy part. The
crazy part about it, this is the year to beat him.
Yep.
Kelsey only had what like 980.
Yeah.
Again, this and again. He was the best weapon, and he didn't even have a Kelsey year this year.
Shit, he didn't have no weapons, and goddamn other people besides Kelsey, two-thirds of that nigga passing, gap yards.
Like, outside of Pacheco and Kelsey, yo, those weapons are horrible. I'm sorry.
Man, he went on the road and won in Buffalo, then he went on the road and won in Baltimore. Like,
I mean, he's showing both sides of this game, but it's still fucking, you know.
So I don't is he the check down king this year?
You can't say
you want. I don't care.
Nigga didn't throw 50 touchdown passes in the season.
So look, you could call Brock Purdy the check down king too. If he wins the Super Bowl, call him the check down Super Bowl champion. Like that is just a narrative we spin.
He's not winning.
So Rice is a rookie, had 938 yards.
Rice is good the second half.
So if San Fran win the Super Bowl, more than likely who's gonna be the MVP?
I could see
McCaffrey.
I could see Brock or CMC. Or a defensive player, depending on how it works out. But if I'm picking an offensive player, it's Brock or CMC.
Okay.
This year the Chiefs had the Chiefs had the sixth best passing offense in the NFL.
Yeah.
And he had shit weapons.
Correct.
And the defense was the fourth. Best versus the pass. Second in points, four and second in yards.
No, I mean
that. You ain't standing for a long time.
Rice had a good second half of the year, right? So he kind of like the first couple games. Mm-hmm. He's a rookie. He was getting used to football. Like that's to me.
Where I'm coming from is, I thought that Brock would be the one as the check down king because Shanahan offense is built for Dak.
So with Brock Purdy though, if you watch his throws are with anticipation.
Oh, like that shit surprised the fuck out of me. It really did, because I really thought that he had about 3,000 yards in gap. I was wrong. It's the other way around.
Hmm.
So how many total yards did he have? Like
4,000.
Like, Brock 4,200 passing yards. How
much did Mahomes have?
I think he had 43. I don't know.
Mahomes this year 41, 83. 41.
And that's a mediocre year. That's the crazy thing.
Do you think Brock feet going to be just as effective in the Super Bowl as what it was the last game?
I think it's going to be more effective. I think that's going to be a big part of the game. He's going to have to get out of there.
That's underrated skill set.
Quarterback play across the league was down this year.
No, it was. It was. 100%.
Especially in Philly. My God.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with that one. You're right.
It was down everywhere.
What you say, Steve? Jalen Hurts ain't top 10?
No, I said that. No,
nah, he definitely wasn't top 10 this year. You're right.
And Steve, I'm going to call you Steve now. You all right with me, my guy. As a Philly fan, I agree with you.
Yeah, me too. You're definitely right.
You all right with me, Steve.
The thing about Jalen Hurts –
All right, don't go too far now.
No. I'm just saying the thing about Jalen Hurts this year is in as much as I hate the guy because he's an Eagle, he was hurt this year too. So that I think that affected his game quite a bit because and the thing is he was quiet about it. You didn't know he was hurt.
The offensive coordinator was horrible. That's what another thing it was.
It's two things. If you hurt, sit down. Or if you hurt, stop trying to run so much.
Well, that's the thing is he didn't run so much. If you watch the games, he didn't use his feet like he did last year. He was trying to
get the lead in the pocket.
Correct.
Yeah.
It wasn't the same run.
It was a couple of times he could have handed it off and he elected to try to run it still.
Yeah, he definitely set the rushing record for a quarterback this year. So I mean, he definitely was running the ball.
It was
what?
Weird.
What doing what though?
Yeah,
running. Still running the ball. Either way you think about it,
it's not the same.
Stephon, come on, man.
You got to run the ball for the touch push.
It was weird that nobody knew he was hurt. Like you had to watch the game. Like it wasn't.
No,
like
we knew. Us Philly fans, us real Philly fans, we knew.
But
hurt or did the Jets take his confidence?
No, he was hurt. He had the knee brace. It could have been both. I'm not going.
And I'm saying it as a Philly fan.
It could have been both. He was definitely hurt, though, B. He was definitely hurt.
Thank you, Hall.
You could tell he had the knee brace on. He was real quiet about it. The knee brace came off. It was a weird season for Hurts.
Receiving y'all leaders.
I seen a meme on Facebook the other day. It said Dak has the best season and still lost the wild card, and Jalen Hurts had his worst season and still lost the wild card.
Receiving yards,
screen passes.
Yeah, so Rice got the most.
So cool, Rice has the most. But do you see who's 3 and 4? Purdy has 2 of the top 5 guys. I see what you're doing, but
I don't think KC's seen an offense like this year. So
I just want to share with folks, not to cut said off, because since we're talking about Brock Purdy, the game manager that got Cam and some heat. Warren Sapp came on his 4th and 1 podcast live, and by the end of their discussion, Warren Sapp understood where Cam was coming from. Like, Cam broke it down for him. He was like, oh, my bad.
So aren't all great quarterbacks game managed? Never mind.
I mean, what's wrong with being a game manager?
Aren't every single great quarterback – I shouldn't say every single, but game, most of game, great quarterbacks –
I think they replace an average quarterback with game management. I think that's what that is.
But again, Tom Brady's a game manager. Peyton Manning's a game manager. Montana was a game manager.
So, yeah, and I think – so the term game manager, fans that just watch stats label guys game managers because they just look at a box score. That's it.
The difference between a game manager and a legend, a legend is a game manager that has elite talent, elite skill, right? Brock Purdy is a game manager who we don't know if he has anything elite yet. But that's what separates the legends. All legends are game managers. They just have an elite skill. Like Tom Brady had an elite IQ.
You're a lie. You're a lie.
All quarterbacks are not going to be the best player on the team.
Why is that a lie, Sen?
Okay, let me ask you this simple question. Is throwing 5 touchdowns in 1 game with 0 interceptions a game manager?
No. Well, I mean, it could be. Actually, it could be. I've got to watch the game. It could be because is he dinking and dunking down the field?
Joe Montana's not a game manager, man. Come on now, stop it, yo.
It could be.
Because y'all football guys, when the quarterback isn't the best player on the team, isn't he always labeled a game manager?
Yes.
Good point.
If he's average. Because if you have a bad quarterback, we're not going to call him a game manager.
But no, I mean, I ain't saying about average. I'm just saying, like, if he isn't the best player on the team, isn't he normally labeled a game manager?
Yes and no, right? Zach Wilson's not a game manager. He sucks. Zach Wilson's not a game manager.
Okay.
But if you go to a Brock Purdy, he's not the best player, he's a game manager.
He's still underneath the same criteria as the game manager, though, as far as like don't turn the ball over.
He does turn the ball over. That's what I'm saying. An average quarterback, yes, that works for him.
He's still underneath the same criteria as a game manager, though, even though he sucks.
Hold on.
Yeah.
I guess that's
you're right.
I see what you're saying, yeah. Bro,
would you call Brett Favre a good gunslinger?
Yes.
Would you call James Winston a bad gunslinger?
He was a great risk taker.
See where I'm going with this? You can be a good game manager or a bad game manager.
Okay, I see what you're doing. When I thought he was asking the question, I thought he was more. I see what he's saying now. You're not wrong.
Yeah. Okay. You can be a good guy.
I took his question a different way than I guess what he meant it. And you okay?
Those quarterbacks have labels on them.
But back to your 5-0, it could be a game manager. I don't know where he got the ball on the field.
No, he's not. Joe Montana has never been a game manager. Come on now.
That wasn't a game manager job. He bombed that bitch on the damn Broncos. 55.
But that's one game.
When it comes to Joe Montana, would you look at him in the end of the game and say, go win us the game?
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, well, that answers the question then.
All right. I have a question.
But I did the same thing with Tom Brady, and I think Tom Brady was a game manager with an elite skill.
Tom Brady was not a game manager.
I got a question.
The difference between fucking Joe Montana and Brady is that Joe Montana.
I'm just naming another great.
No, I am. The difference between them two, Joe Montana went out there and won 3 of his Super Bowls. Brady only won 1 of his.
Joe went and won 1 of his.
Oh, you could, man.
Yeah, I don't agree with that. I definitely agree with that.
But Brady got him down there. Field goal kicker, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, he brought it home.
His field goal kicker got him 2 of them. His defense got him 4. He won 1 by himself.
I mean, say, look, I'm gonna jump in your bandwagon. Say a lot of the Patriots rings got an asterisk beside it.
Yeah.
Deflate gate, spy gate.
Come on, Beam. You better than that, Beam. Beam, you better than that, Beam. Come on, Beam. Come on now.
I mean, so those things that happen, Stephon?
We act like there's some form of...
Actually, that's a no question, Stephon. Did those things happen or not?
One of those things happened. The Playgate did happen, but still has no outcome.
Spygate
proven. Spygate, people do that all the time, though. They just don't get caught.
Not cheating unless you get caught.
New England lose people behind Spygate.
Say what?
Was New England penalized behind Spygate?
I don't know. Was that? I'm not sure.
Yes. Hey, Stephon, I'm gonna share with you something that Shady McCoy shared on one of the shows. He was like, they was preparing for the Super Bowl. They practicing at their practice facility. And Tom Brady goes, hey, you think somebody up there in them buildings watching? They was like, Tom, we on our home field. It's like, nah, we need to go inside. Out of all people, he said that. And they said at first they didn't catch on. And they was like, wait a minute. Damn, this joker may know something.
Stephon, so, we had to run the Philly special to win it.
With a game manager.
Yeah, with a game manager.
That you're right. Nick Foles was a game manager. You're right.
Nah, Nick Foles was that motherfucker.
I will give you the epitome of a game manager, Brad Johnson.
Yeah, Brad was. Yeah.
Yeah.
Brad. Yeah.
Again, I think all
Trent Dilfer was a game manager too.
Again, I think.
I say this about Trent because somebody used him earlier in the post. Trent actually had a big arm. He just wasn't consistent early. Like he got beat up early in his career.
Then he was just asked.
We did beat his ass up because he was on the field so much because our defense back then was in so many 3-and-outs.
And then Baltimore basically essentially told his ass, "Hey man, we don't need a whole bunch of points. Take care of the ball."
Look, the same job he had
on running game.
The same so job he was, that he had
and one of the top Baltimore. 5 defenses of all time.
Yeah, I will say this though, because a lot of times, man, your scheme can dictate you being put into the game manager box. Like, if you know you got a strong running game, your defense is very good, you're going to play complimentary football. So we don't really need you to push the ball down the field. So somebody could put you in the game manager box, but you probably got skills to really be a lead guy, you know, dropping back 30, 35 times.
Hey, Hawk, you forgot the element, that strong offensive line. You got that strong offensive line, strong running game, and strong defense in the playoffs. That's how it was played back then.
Yeah.
There's not a single quarterback in the NFL right now that's not a game manager.
Yeah, everybody has to manage the game. That's a part of their job. Yeah.
But that's what I'm saying. So every legend is a game manager that had an elite skill.
But you know, fans, their definition of a game manager is an average arm poop butt.
Yeah, but
yeah.
When Cam said game manager, Cam was relying on his vision of a quarterback that's dynamic and non-dynamic
guarantee you,
third quarterback, call, you don't want to tell them, hey, go
Steve,
win the game.
I will guarantee you, Cam will not call Joe Montana a game manager.
Called Brady in that one. He definitely. So
the thing is said it's the connotation behind game manager, right? You could be a game manager and a game changer. You could be both. You can be both. I don't care what anybody. You can be both. You can be a game manager and a game changer.
See, that's why I give Brady a little bit more leeway in the GOAT conversation, because he has the longevity. But the most important thing.
So you could be a game manager with Jerry Rice?
He has a winning percentage in Super Bowls.
I don't think you want to know my take on Jerry Rice.
The thing is this, man. Tom Brady is LeBron and Montana is Jordan.
No, he's not. No, he's not. No, he's not. Don't ever put Tom Brady and LeBron. Don't do that shit.
That's disrespectful to Tom Brady. That's disrespectful to Tom Brady.
Hear me out, Stephon. It's because of longevity allowed. I think
Randy Moss is better, but
you think
you're right? Smoking crack, man. Go eat a bagel, fat bastard.
I ain't trying to
have no smoking or anything. I'm just trying.
No. I don't think Jerry Rice is a cheater. I know he was. He was using stick'em.
I'm just saying, this is the first time I'm hearing this.
No. He was using like stick'em and stuff on your gloves that you weren't supposed to be using.
Oh my god, this dude is fucking out his mind, yo.
Hold on. So after Jerry struggled his rookie year with catching the football, he did use stick'em for a short period of time.
Right. Yes. You're right. Yes.
Cheating.
I mean, Jerry was the forefather.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.